Hi, I'm Lori Bransky, and welcome back to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. It's a special edition today, all about auditions and good stuff like that, with Tracy Salmonte. Hi, Casey, how are you?
Hi, Lori, I'm well, how are you?
She's pretty in pink today, because it's a little cold out, and I have a sweater on. I can't believe how cold it is out there.
It's freezing. You know, when it starts getting warm, though, you know it's time for auditions, so that's a good sign.
Right, a little earlier this year than usual in March.
Yeah, we have tryouts a month earlier this year than usual, probably the earliest that we've had them in about 18 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
We have a calendar shoot coming up,
That's right, in April.
It's in April, so
These girls are going to be ready to go, fly over to Punta Cana.
They make the team, and they have to pretty much jump on a plane and go to the Dominican, so.
Right. Well, we're going to tell you all about auditions right now. First, I'm going to let Tracy give you a little background, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Just tell me explain all about auditions, and hopefully everybody will make it there on March 17th.
Yeah. Well, I started with the Patriots in 1983, if you can believe it.
When I was born.
When I was 4 years old. And, you know, I heard about auditions on the radio the day before they took place, and, you know, I actually had plans to go out with one of my friends. It was a rainy day, and I said, you know what? We have nothing else to do. Let's go to the audition.
Yeah.
So here's the good story. I waited in this long, long line. In the rain, it was at a hotel in Providence, waited forever in line. By the time I got up to the front to register, I had looked at all these women. They looked beautiful.
Was there a lot?
There were a ton. And, you know, maybe there weren't as many as I remember. But
you're nervous.
You're nervous. And when you're auditioning, I think if there's five people, it looks like it's 500 people.
I agree.
And I looked at everybody that was in line. I said, oh, she's beautiful, and I'm sure she can dance. And by the time I got up to the registration table, I pretty much had counted myself out, turned around, went all the way through the parking lot, got in my car to go home. And then I thought about it and said, my mother, what am I going to tell her? She knows I'm here. What am I going to tell her when
I
go home?
Thank God for moms, huh?
Thank God for moms. So I went back in, got back in the line, registered, and somehow I made the team. So can you imagine if I...
If you had left, your life would have been completely different.
My life would have been completely different. Because think about that, 1983 to now.
That's crazy. Well, thank mom that you turned around.
I know,
right? Back in there, tried out, made it. And then all the way to here.
All the way to here, you know. So that was my number one point that I tried to convey when we had our workshop last weekend, that, you know, let the judges judge you. Don't judge yourself.
Right, and you should never get discouraged even if the judges do send you home, because it took me 3 times before I made the squad. You never know what's going on in everybody's head. Maybe you didn't have the best performance of your lifetime, you know.
Well,
don't give up.
It could be something as simple as we could have, you know, 50 blondes who auditioned, and I just don't need another blonde. And the next year, maybe you're the only blonde there. You know, it's not always just about what you're bringing that time. Sometimes it's about the whole group, you know, together, putting together, and what am I looking for?
Right. So definitely just try out. If you tried out last year and you're interested, come right back for more.
Come right back.
It's a good time, even if you don't make it. It's fun. You meet so many people. There were, what, like 300 girls last year?
About 300. We're expecting probably the same number this year.
Yeah.
You know, maybe even a little bit less, just because we're having them so much earlier. But there's just so much to look forward to. And you think, and no matter how nervous you are for tryouts, how long does it really last? I mean, how bad is it to be nervous for a day with everything you have to gain if you make the team?
Right. And if you make the team, exactly, going to Punta Cana right away, the calendar, which is the best part, and then a million and one memories.
The China Bowl in August.
The China Bowl this year.
We have an overseas tour tentatively scheduled for the Middle East in November. You know, there's just so many opportunities. Never mind having the best seat in the house at Gillette Stadium on the, you know,
of
for every game.
Of course. So tryouts are on Saturday, March 17th. What time should they be there?
9 o'clock is when registration starts. Usually people arrive a little bit earlier, and if we have our setup already, probably we'll open the doors a little bit early. But 9 o'clock is the scheduled start time.
Right. And don't get nervous if you see a line of women going into the stadium. It's just people waiting to get processed through the line. Doesn't necessarily mean there's a million people inside, so don't be nervous by numbers.
Especially at registration, when you see the long line of people, everyone standing in a line as opposed to being spread out throughout the facility, it really looks much more intimidating. As a matter of fact, one of the current cheerleaders' jobs at auditions is to stand by that door and to save the people from themselves, like I needed some saving, to say, don't walk out, come back in here, get in the room, you came here to try out, and just try out.
Right, stand-in mom.
Yep, a stand-in mom. stand in mom, exactly.
Do they need to bring anything else to tryouts?
They should bring a resume. The resume should outline their performance background, which could be dance, tumbling, cheerleading.
Is it okay if it's more of a work resume? You know, hey, I worked at the hospital.
It is.
Okay.
Because it should have your work history on there as well, and your educational background.
Good.
And, you know, if you are trying out and you don't have any dance background at all, you may still, if you're a fast learner, you still may make the team. And if, you know, I don't want people to come in and embellish their resume and say, you know, I've had 15 years of dance when they really haven't had any.
Right.
Because they think they're going to be scored on their resume. They're not. That's just a point for me to learn a little bit more about each candidate.
Right. And if they make it through that first round, well, let's talk about the first round.
Okay.
So they come in, they audition, we stretch, we get ready, and then you teach them the dance.
Right.
Off the bat.
It'll be a simple combination, probably, my guess, no more than 8 counts of 8. And it really won't be that difficult. And they'll line up in front of the judges 4 at a time, and the music will start. They'll do that combination, and they'll exit off. They'll just wait until...
It's a pretty quick process in that beginning.
The beginning, the dance doesn't take very much time, but that's when, obviously, that's the biggest number, because everybody does that round. So sometimes that takes a little bit of time. So with that said, it's really important that when you come, you wear a warm-up suit or something, because the climate in the bubble varies. Hot, cold, and if you dance and you were just working out, you're hot, and then you're waiting and you're cold, so you want to be comfortable.
And that brings up another good thing. What you wear can sometimes, you know, depict your performance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want your hair down, which is a little contrary to most cheerleading squads in college and stuff like that. You want to be glamorous and pretty.
Right, right.
Any suggestions on what they should actually wear under
their
warm-ups?
Well, suggestion for, first of all, for their hair. If people don't typically dance with their hair down, if through their high school, college years, if they cheered, they should practice from now until then with it down, because it's kind of
it's an art.
It is. It really isn't easy. I mean, if somebody comes and they have their hair in a ponytail, they don't know. You know, they're not going to be scored negatively, but that doesn't really give me a good feel for how they actually would look on the sidelines.
Right.
What they should wear for their outfit, you know, they can wear anything that they're comfortable in that looks nice. I mean, I prefer, and you know, best case, I would like an aerobic top and, you know, bottoms that are like kind of like lollipop pants or briefs.
Yep.
You know, I prefer nothing that's really loose or baggy.
That holds you in.
Something that holds you in,
yeah,
definitely.
We don't want any accidents.
No accidents. That's really uncomfortable for the judges, and even
poor
more
judges.
Uncomfortable for the cheerleaders trying out.
Yeah,
so.
Agreed. So now that you know
what to look great.
Yeah. And a big smile. Don't forget your big smile.
Yep. That's the easy point. Judges score on personality, and, you know, everybody can smile. Whether you have the dance down or you don't, whether your hair came out great that day or not, whether you're sweating and you don't think you look your best, you can smile. So why not get the easy points with that?
I definitely agree with that. The easiest part, done.
Yep, done.
So after that first round, and now you're still smiling because, hey, you had a good round, if you get invited back to the second round, well,
mm-hmm.
they're going to learn the dance no matter what, right?
Yes. The way that we save time during the audition process is after everybody performs that first combination, the judges will go in and tabulate scores. So all of the auditioners at that point, while they are waiting to find out if they advance to the next round, first and foremost, they need to eat something.
Yes,
eat plenty.
Definitely.
It's a long day.
Lots of drinking.
Lots of drinking, yep. A lot of Gatorade, water, plenty. And then I'll have captains teach another dance routine. So by the time the judges come back into the room to say who made it to the next round, everyone in the room will have learned the next routine. There are pros and cons to that. The pro is that now everybody knows that routine and we're ready to get started right away with the next round. The con is that some people who just learned it, maybe they did better with that dance than the first one, don't actually get to perform it for the judges.
Right.
However, it gave another opportunity to learn our style, and it'll make them stronger for next year.
Right, definitely. And if they make it through the second round?
Same thing. If they make it through the second round, plenty more to eat, plenty more to drink. And
this time they'll be doing kicks?
Probably the third round will be kicks. It really depends on the number of people there and the talent that I see.
Okay.
But probably the third round, they'll perform another routine, always in groups of four. They'll do a self-introduction, which is just a quick, hi, my name is Tracy Sormonti, and I'm number 4. Then they'll do a series of high kicks, which are 16 kicks. Just straight on. I'll show everyone how to do those. Nothing fancy. They'll perform the last routine that they learned. Judges will tabulate, and we'll say who made it to the semifinal round.
That's awesome. That's a good experience right there.
Right there.
Right there. So start stretching, because those kicks and those dance moves, you don't want to be sore the next day.
Yeah, and you know what? And the kicks are really, really important. If people won't make the team if their kicks aren't good, they definitely won't
right.
make the
so
team.
Right, so you want to stretch, and by kicking, she simply means kick your leg as high as you possibly can.
Right, straight and straight back and straight leg and with a smile and good posture.
Right, all you have to do is go on to patriots.com/cheerleaders, and there are plenty of photos in the photo gallery so you can see exactly what she's talking about.
With the high kicks, yeah.
Definitely. And so if they make it to the semifinals, then what happens?
They make it to the semifinals, they will get a letter at the end of the preliminary audition outlining everything they need to know for the next process. They'll have to sign up for a personal interview as well.
Uh-oh.
Yep, personal interview right here
like
at Gillette Stadium. Exactly like a job. And personal interviews, for me, probably my most important tool when I choose people for tryouts. There have been many people, I have to tell you, that come to finals and have already been canceled out, essentially, wow. in their interview, whether they come unprepared and, you know, they're either late or, you know, some in some cases even people show up with their moms or their boyfriends. And I'm all about family support.
Of course,
they need to have them in the car, just like a job interview. If you were going to go for a job interview at any major corporation, you certainly wouldn't bring your boyfriend or your mom or your dad inside. It doesn't show a level of maturity that I'm looking
right, exactly.
for.
You do kind of need some kind of independence to
absolutely.
Take upon that task.
Absolutely. That's why you have to be 18 to make the team. So again, we're big on family support, but at the same time realizing that this isn't, you know, Pop Warner or high school cheerleading. This is a professional level, and everyone who makes a team needs to be a professional.
Very good. Very well put.
Thank you.
So then they have the interview with you, and then they actually go to the finals.
Yes. We will have one optional practice in the two-week period between prelims and finals where people can come and just practice the routines that we learned at prelims that they're actually going to perform at finals.
And I have to say, if you do make it to finals and you have the option of doing this practice, I suggest you do it. It makes you feel a lot more comfortable seeing exactly what needs to be done and just doing it over and over and over, possibly next to the girl that you'll be trying out with. You never
right.
know.
Right, and it also, to me, it shows that you're committed. And,
right.
you know, once you make the team, you're allowed one miss for the entire year. So if there's an optional practice that we're holding and to better your chances for actually making the team, and you can't make it to that, I can't, you know, maybe there are great excuses, but I can't help but wonder, okay, what is the commitment level?
Right.
So trying to attend that, I mean, it's really not for my benefit at all. I don't judge auditioners at that workshop. I don't even bring a notepad, you know, to
right.
make any notations.
Just to help them.
It's just to help them, but I do remember who attends, and
right.
I think it's a big deal.
I'm telling you, it helps out a lot. So then they go to finals, and there's a whole swimsuit competition,
yeah.
which isn't, it sounds a lot harder than what it is. It's just walking across the stage and posing in a bathing suit, because there is a bathing suit calendar that, you know, will be happening in April.
Right.
So.
Exactly. And, you know, people don't have modeling experience. I don't have any,
no,
so I can't even teach people. Right. You know, we don't know, but, you know how to stand up on the stage and show that you have poise and confidence. And the way I think about it is if anybody can pull off walking across a stage in front of a panel of judges in a swimsuit, then boy, they've got the confidence, and they probably do have what it takes.
Right. I've always looked at it as, you know, just to show them that you're comfortable in your own skin.
Mm-hmm.
The end.
That's
and
right.
if you can pull that off and not be shaking a mile
right.
a minute,
right.
which you probably are, you know, but just keeping your smile on and still walking is the
That's
most
right.
important.
That's right. And not being judged on model ability at all, just how you look and your overall stage presence.
Right. So then they do their routine again to show all the judges the routines that they learned at prelims.
And to show that they practiced, and to show that if they had trouble learning them at prelims, you know, it's not about how quickly you learn. Now at finals, it's how well do you do the dances once you know them and have them committed to memory.
Right.
So prelims is plenty of room for error. Prelims, if people come up and they do the dance routines, and it's, you know, we could have a dance combination that's 16 counts of eight, and they could do 2 counts of 8, and that's it. As long as those 2 counts of 8 are good, they have a chance of making it to finals.
Right.
Very different at finals. If they don't know those routines or they don't do them well, obviously I can't pick them for the
right.
team. So
well,
perfection.
There's 2 weeks in between.
That's right.
right.
2 weeks
so
to practice about 3 minutes of material.
Right. So be on your A game.
Right. Bring it. Bring it to finals. That's right.
Definitely. So that's all about all for tryouts. I think that was very informative. There have been tons of emails and questions asking all about it. So I said, well, let's just lay it out. This
Good.
Is what happens, and this is what you need to do. Anything else you think that they should know or be ready to prepare for?
At finals, there is a question and answer segment with the judges. And that sounds a lot worse than it is. We're not going to ask anybody questions that they don't know the answer to.
There's
no
right
or wrong. What
is the square root of 71?
Exactly. Is there a square root?
I haven't even seen that.
I wouldn't ask a question I could not even guess the answer to.
Right.
But it's really not to see how smart someone is. It's just to see how comfortable they are in front of the panel of judges, which would be the way women would need to conduct themselves at a personal appearance that they make in the community. When they go out and represent the Pats at trade shows and at grand openings, typically people don't come up to them. They have to reach out to the people who are there. They need to spark conversation. They need to show confidence. They need to be well-spoken, articulate.
Right.
So, you know, the judges could say something as simple as, what is the best memory you have with your family? Tell us about the best memory. That's not even a question. That's
right.
It's pretty much a, let's have a conversation.
Exactly.
And it's usually pretty quick, and you can learn a lot about someone's confidence level that way.
Yeah, and after already having an interview and then again seeing how they mm-hmm. front of people, it gives you a lot about the person,
I'm
guessing.
Did you have to, what was one of your questions?
My question was, if you could go back to anywhere in the world, where mm-hmm. would you go? And I had chose Italy because I was kind of young when I went, and I wanted to see the artwork and have more appreciation for it.
Oh, good answer.
Apparently it worked.
Yeah, good answer.
Not too shabby.
No, I know. That's pretty good. You know, and it's funny. We've had some absolutely ridiculous answers before, I have to tell you that. And if someone gives a kind of a ridiculous answer, if they can pull it off with, laughing and showing a sense of humor after that at the very least, and that counts for something,
right,
too.
Right, definitely.
You know?
Definitely. Humor goes a long way.
It does. It does.
So that's probably the most information we can give you. So if there's any other questions that you might have, please go to patriots.com/cheerleaders. There's all kinds of information on tryouts. Read through, find out what you need to bring, an ID, your resume, all that good stuff.
And a photo. I almost forgot about the photo. People should bring a picture. It can be black and white. It can be color. You don't have to go to a professional place to have it taken. Any size, 4x6, 5x7. My preference is 5x7 or bigger. It can be full length. It can be headshot. I prefer it to just be that person in the picture, not
a group photo.
Not a group photo with your head circled, because, it doesn't give us a very good indication. And that is, number one, is for identification purposes, but more importantly, it's for us to see how you photograph.
Oh.
So make sure it's a good picture, and make sure it's a picture that looks like you. If you have short black hair now, and you took a picture when you had long blonde hair, take a new picture.
Right, definitely. So don't forget that. And we're looking forward to seeing you on March 17th at 9 a.m.,
at Gillette Stadium.
At Gillette Stadium in the bubble. Once you get here, they'll tell you where to go and where to park and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Bring a huge lunch because you'll be eating and drinking all day.
Yep.
And we'll see you there. We'll be there all day.
We'll be there all day. Yep. You'll be there probably around 6:30 with me a.m.
Yeah, maybe.
Wait, you didn't sign up for that yet. I didn't do the promo sheet for that yet. Yeah, about that early.
Looks like I'll be there early on
Saint
Patrick's Day.
I know, but we'll finish probably by,
early enough to still go enjoy
Saint Patrick's Day. How can you not? See, that was in part why I picked it for Saint Patrick's Day, because I would rather, be able to have auditions and then go out and have fun, dancing.
Relax,
and relax on St. Patrick's night and have the next day off.
To recuperate from St. Patrick's Day.
To recuperate. Always got to recuperate from St. Patrick's.
Especially from tryouts.
That's
You'll
right.
Be definitely sore.
Be very, very sore.
I'm
sore, and I really don't do much.
No, you do enough.
Dancing. I don't dance that much. Don't forget, I teach one round, and then I'm in tabulating while you guys are teaching the rest of the stuff. I really...
Yeah, so have sympathy for us.
Yeah, I do. I do, because I really, as the years go on, it seems like I do less and less for that. I'm just sitting eating, M&Ms in the judging room, tabulating scores, and you guys are working for 12 hours.
That's what we get paid to do.
That's right.
Anyway, thank you for joining us, Tracy. You were very helpful.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Great. And we'll see you next time on The Sidelines.